Anyway, just for the record,
you asked me that, you know my whole shout about Russ.
So you
pulled me up when you said who kept the officer shady.
Yes.
I had a very good morning this morning because I found quite a few things backing for various things. One of them was for that because I found the Rav Shlomo Kluger, others as well, but Rav Shlomo Kluger was the big name there. He's got a different cheshbon, but he also works on Yom Tov Sheni. He comes from a different angle. He's got two pshatim. One pshat is they journeyed on Yom Tov Rishon, and that's what the Medrash means. They went Shalok Ados. He says it was an Avir Lishmo. He's got another pshat that they went on Yom Tov Sheni. They went on Yom Tov Sheni, and they obviously got there by the time. So they left and got there very quickly. I don't know how far it is, but they went there. And he says that he's got this whole cheshbon that since she went to Moyov, right? So does she have to keep 1 day or 2 days? It was al das lachta. She was always planning to go back. They only went al gurba stay Moyov. So therefore, be'etzem, she's still a bas eretz yisrael. The only problem is there's a radvas which Shmuel Avraham brings, who says if a husband and wife go to chutz la'aretz, that's automatically shel al das lachta. Once they're already going, it's a husband and wife shel al das lachta. The question comes back. She must have dinner of a bas chutzah or it. To that, that's what the medrash means. No, because they went to Moyov shalok shiras hatorah. They shouldn't have gone to chutzah or it. And since they shouldn't have gone to chutzah, they had no heter. Therefore, it was muchas. They were always coming back. Therefore, it's adas lachta. They still got the status of adas lachta. Therefore, he says batilachno. They left, right? Baderech means in the derech of the Torah. Meaning to say they went through the midpoint place like that, not through Derech Yeshua. That's how long if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, but you can't keep 1 day in public when you're not in Eretz Yisrael. They had to go by Derech through a different Derech. They'll shuv Eretz Yod in order to get back to Eretz Yod, because she was always planning to get back to Eretz Yod. But he says it was to do with the second day. And he doesn't raise the question. I saw others raise the question, which Dr. Freilich raised, which is, well, hold on, who says they kept? Yeah, Yom Tov Sheni.
No, it's good. They had to be cheshish.
Maybe, you know, they don't understand. But once you find out, that's the difference. We have to keep it second day, even if we find out. They don't.
Yeah.
So to that, they bring you can look it up in Beit Tov. Check in your, I don't know if you have it in your collection of Sforim, but you can definitely find it, I'm sure, in Hebrew books. Look in Eitz HaGoinim from the Masechet Beis, they call it Masechet Yom Tov there. Daf Dalet on the base. And you'll find there's a tshuva, they bring Rav Sadia Gaon. He says that Yom Tov Sheni Be'etzem was given to Moshe Rabbeinu already, he has it down. And he says, they quoted Yeshua, I didn't see the word Yeshua, they say Zichon Nevi'im Rishonim already kept it. There was already once, from the B'tchil HaSkolas, that's his Lashon, B'tchil HaSkolas, they were already keeping Yom Tov Sheni.
I forgot about that. Okay, but I mean, they hadn't gone into Golus.
Of course they did.
In the Shvat HaShoftim.
They quote it even to Meir Yeshua, so it's not my thing, I saw more than one point to this, they all want to say the same idea, but that's more Heidegger, right? They've got different cheshbonos, but based on the answer Sheni. So there were two Messias there. There was another one that was the Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Etzem idea. And it's even more good. I realized afterwards that it's also in the Pasuk. Vateilachno, it says Vateilachno maderech ad bayonu beislachim or something. Translation, literally, they went until they got to beislachim.
And they didn't stop.
That's right.
So I wanted to say, Normie, when she got there, she was able to stop. She was a bas eretz yisrael. But Rus, she couldn't. Although she'd be Miskai, she hadn't been Miskai, but the Maitre she'd be Makabal. The pastor said they came, she had to keep walking in circles. She'd be Makabal upon herself in the midst of Tchumin. She wasn't a bas eretz yisrael until after she got there. She'd already started Yom Tov Sheni, so she had to keep it. Which, if that's true, they're all doing the same sort of thing. They're giving a pshat based on
they're all talking about Tchum.
So
you're allowed to bury on the second day anyway.
Now it's kasha is okay because we said the bitman akotzim, bitman je Boaz was burying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. No, so for them it wasn't yomtiv anyway. It's my soul yomtiv. And Eretz Yisrael is already second day.
It's only for
Bnei Chutzaretz. Anyway, I just thought. Exactly. If you remember, look it up. You'll see this is on here. Okay, he's Mr. Keller.
I think it's Rav Sadia Gon. Rav Sadia Gon is the one. No, I can understand that. If they didn't know for sure the date of the moon, the Kiddush HaChodesh, that they'd have to keep a
Svek of Yomah. But like you're saying, that if I then find out. If I find out, of course, the answer, Pashtus, you would have said, that's what I thought as well. You stop. If they haven't instituted the Yomtiv Sheni, you have to keep it. Posh al Tzofik, like any other Tzofik, there is until you find out. Yeah. Once you find out, I can stop. It was a toast. The Takana of Yomtiv Sheni is, I don't care when you find out. You are a Ben Chosdoros, you have to keep it now. He said that already dates back to the his Loshen is Nevi'im Arashenim. It could be a Dalsay Yeshua there. That I didn't see. I saw it quoted. It sounds like somebody else was quoting it, but his Zichah goes all the way back. So it's definitely a possibility, and as I said, I saw many of the Farshim speak about this idea. But Rav Shlomo Kluger takes on that it was Yom Tov Sheni already existed. You're not any bigger than that. Rav Shlomo Kluger takes on that's the way he wants to explain it. Doesn't quote the Shuv of the Goyim, but
he's the borrower of what Sefer Shlomo
Kluger was. Which Sefer? Which one of his hundreds? Literally.
Is that the back of the Gemara or something?
It's written on anything and everything. He's an author, Parek, he wrote a lot. He was one of the Pesukei Adar. You had the same time, Shalom Meshiv, right? That big machlokes about the about machine matzahs. So Shalom Kluger was one of the anti.
So roughly the same time then?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So
what did she do? She's walking around in the tomb the whole time. So what was she doing then?
I'm going to come to Rashi because there's another big material which I found there, that will be in regard to that. Out of place.
What did she walk around it?
She stopped.
She said she didn't stop. That was later.
I said something today. If this Peshat is right, if this Peshat is definitely plausible, you gain even more appreciation for the Gavdas of Rus. Because the Mephoshim say that she went out to the field, she was a Bas Malachim, right? I know it's Pasnish for her, but she went. She said to save Norman, she said to her mother-in-law, the Marvim says, everyone knows you here. So for you, it's going to be it'll be a big bizarre, right? Me, no one knows who I am anyway. So I'll go out to the field. But according to this, it's even greater than that. Because if we're right, Normie could have gone and done it, and she would have had a much easier time. Because she could have gone out to the field, take a bit of a break, she's not subject to any Yisurin. But for Rus, she couldn't stop. She'd already been walking for a whole day, and she had to keep moving, because otherwise she wouldn't be able to get back to her mother.
Wasn't that later, the Teich Vatova, when she went there? When she really got there, and then she said, we'll go out to the
next morning.
But it's Zareah's right. Wasn't Zareah the new stuff, rather than Kassir's?
There's no reason to assume. They came Pentecost. They went out the next morning.
The next morning would be after second day Yontov?
Three took him later. I mean, it's not...
Yeah, but if it's on the next day, it wouldn't be Yontov.
No, the next morning. They arrive in the night and they're doing
Tzidat Tzidat. Do it in the morning then?
No, you do it at the night. You do it Mitzvah Yom Tov and you're Makrivit then in the morning. Sure.
So you're Makrivit.
Tzidat done at night.
Okay. I thought you were Zareh, the new stuff. I thought it was a Russian
stuff. No, it was Zareh. That was the whole Yom Tov. They have a big Yom Tov and they do the Tzidat.
I thought it was next day.
No, it was the next morning. Next morning was that.
Well, you're saying second day, I thought it was third day after all.
Again, I can't prove it to you because it doesn't take the Pesukim, but there's no reason to assume otherwise.
I understand that, but I thought it started from the morning. But you're saying that they're doing the night before. Okay.
No, the Ketirah Tohim, the actual Ketirah Tohim is done at night, that's for sure. That's made Mishnah Megillah.
But isn't it Chodosh? You have to wait until Ketirah Tohim for the Chod to eat.
No, because the Makrav is.
That's the Makrav in the morning.
They have to do all the sifting and everything. And that's why it says, okay. That's why we can't have Chodosh directly in the morning. Yeah, why? Because in case the Binyan HaMikdosh happens sort of later on,
yeah.
And then it's not just a matter of saying, well, we'll quickly go and do Ketirah Tohim, you've got to do Ketirah Tohim, and you then got to, it's got to put it through 13, yeah. Sieves, it's a whole process. Right. It may take much longer on in the day. Okay.
Another thing, when he blessed her, he was telling her,
That wasn't him, that was later on.
No, in the Tarjum, if you look at the Tarjum, that's what he blessed on that time when he meant to meet her, and she said to him, no, I will be just one of your servants. He already blessed her and he told her.
Oh, he gave up on that. Okay, later on.
He gave up on that time. He gave her the blessing. The Tarjum said that he gave her a blessing that she will be and Melachim will see the men and everything. Yeah. If you look at the main Tarjum, and she said, no, thank you very much. I want to be one of the.
Okay. Fine. Okay, here we go. Okay, good evening. Continuing Chazara on Mem Beis on the base. Just bear with me a second, those who weren't here yesterday. I've just literally finished off on a Nekuda and then we're moving into, we'll continue on. Just the one Nekuda I ran out of time at the end of yesterday, and that was we were trying to understand the Inami and Rashi. The Rashi says on Mem Beis on the base, at the end of Dibur HaMatzil LeGozrinon, We have this whole theory that Rashi over here is explaining just according to, call it the Havman at this stage in the Gemara. At this stage in the Gemara, where we think that the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel is to do with Gezeirah. Everyone agrees that Ba'etim you could be Kona Shavisa on, even on Shabbos. Right? You could be Kona Shavisa on Shabbos. The only thing is, Rabbi Akiva says, the case of David Sa, we have to make a Gezeirah or to the Bikkur. And Rabbi Gamliel also made that gezeira. So he said, if that's the case, then Azobi Rabbi Akiva holds there's bechal no reason be'etzem for a person to be why he shouldn't be able to be kohen shavisa, right within the whole enclosure. So just the gezeira. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, bechal who cares whether the mechitzas came afterwards? You've already got 2,000 amos. If there's mechitzas, there's mechitzas. So that's why Rashi had to backtrack and he said. At this stage in the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Gamliel, in the case of the Bikkur, on Shabbos, one would be able to walk the whole thing. Rather, you have to make that whole Kimta on Yom Tov. But then Rashi says an Inami, and that was the question, how to explain the Inami. So all I pointed out to the end is, if you look at the Me'iri, if you look at Rashi carefully, the Inami here, where he talks about, he says, even if you want to say that in the case of the Bikkur, that Taka, you can't walk more than the 2,000 Amos, in the case of the Bikkur, is the guy starts in the Bikkur at the beginning of Shabbos, there's no mechitzis, he's got 2,000 amos. Then a goy comes and builds mechitzis around and giving him an enclosure of 10,000 amos across. So now we're saying, could be even Rabbi Gamliel agrees, you can't go more than 2,000 amos. But it's not the same, quite the same notion as he says on the Amud Aleph. Here he says, because it's different, the guy is not Ba'oinet. It's different to the case of Deir B'Sar, where a person is put in there Ba'oinet. Here this person's not Nenas. That's not what Rashi says on the Amud Aleph. And if you look at the Me'iri seems to put them as two separate reasons. Initially, he's masbir the chiluk between the Deir B'Sahar and the Bikkur, it's to do with Oynes, like Rashi. In the case of Deir B'Sahar, I'm for Oynes. I was yanked out of my Tuchum, dumped inside the Deir B'Sahar. What do you want of me? So Chazal says, you know what? We'll give you the whole Deir B'Sahar. But then he brings Yeshe Pirshu, right? There are those who explain the reason is, because in the Deir V'Sahar, the guy doesn't have a Mokum Shavisa anymore. Yeah. He's been yanked out of his, he's lost his Mokum Shavisa. Now, Shagin, the guy in the Bikkur, he's still got his Mokum Shavisa. And I have seen, it, you could debate it, but that could be what Rashi means on the Amud Aleph. And therefore, we said like this, it could be that the difference is, because on the Amud Aleph, the Loshon Rashi is, it's a special Kulub. Okay. The whole idea, the Chlal of giving a person, to give a person that you can, even before Shabbos, that's the Lashon of Rashi, a Mokum Shavisa gives you more than Dalet Amos, it's a special Kula, it's a Kula of Chazal. So, therefore, that's what Rashi talks about over there, because remember, at the Maskama stage of the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva comes out and says, Bechol, you can't be Kona Shavisa unless it's before Shabbos. That's the whole Pshat. So we said, not to make the machlokes too big between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva, we say that Esther Rabban Gamliel agrees, if the whole thing is a kula, the question is just, can we stretch the kula to a case where the guy's got no mokum shvisa? Right? It's a special kula where the person's got no mokum shvisa, so then Chazal give him this kula, i.e. the case of the Devasan. Now, shaking over here, what's going on over here is, now we're saying, no, the whole thing's not a kula. The idea of mokum shvisa, agra, but that's the pashta. See, Rabbi Akiva agrees with it, you should be able to have a mokum shvisa, you should be able to get it inside the enclosure, you should be able to do it even on Shabbos. Now, boss, it's a special gazera over here. So then the question is, so why would Rabban Gamliel say in the case of a bikkur we don't do it? So to that, what he says is it's more like if you want a bit of a punishment. Not punishment, but which is, I don't mean punishment in the literal sense, is, well, because look, in the case of the Devasar, the guy couldn't have done anything about it before Shabbos. You can't say, well, you should have come in before Shabbos, so we're not going to give you the whole thing now. What do you want from me? I'm Nana. Mashenki, in the case of the bikkur, the guy's not Nana. Right? So therefore, in the case of the Devasar, where the guy was putting us, therefore we can say, you know what? We'll consider it just like somebody was there, made his mokum shvisa before Shabbos, make a din, so to this we'll give it to you as well. The guy's not putting us, so where you were before Shabbos, that's what you've got and finished. We're not going to start changing the boundaries quite literally on Shabbos. But as I said, I'm just throwing that in. And as I mentioned at the end, that I did how to explain the reason why Rashi changed is we found in the Sfas MS subsequently. Right? Fine. Let's move on in the Gemara now. Omar Rav.
The
Sfas MS is just the idea. He just says the same idea as what I said. That the reason why Rashi changed it is because on the Ovadalib he's going to Maskana. And over here he's explaining according to the Habamina. Okay. So Omar Rav. So we're now about the last 10 lines, one men based on the day. So Rav said, in all cases, the animal pens and the ship as well. You can walk the whole thing. Shmuel said, no. Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel with regard to the ship. But not when it comes to the animal pens, right? So, ask the Gemara. Zechuli al mamias. Everyone seems to agree at least. Halacha k'Rabban Gamliel b'tzvina. The halacha is like Rabban Gamliel regarding the ship. My final. What's the reason? Essentially, what we're asking is really what we're trying to get at, and this is where we have to explain it in order to fit it with the Ritzvah after which we're going to come to, and that is we're trying to say that, you know, ultimately what in which way is the ship better than the others? Din, Sahar, Luke, we can debate, maybe the Alaf Zahar Rabban Gamliel, maybe not, but when it comes to the ship, everyone agrees the Alaf Zahar Rabban Gamliel. What's better about the ship? That means
it's a proper closure.
The pshat is because on the ship he was there before Shabbos.
Yeah, there were,
well, he's got mechitzes. He was there before Shabbos, right? Whereas the din sahar he wasn't. Okay, so he was ba'oin as he was left out.
Yeah,
but here's mamash. But it's
about the time anyway in the ship.
So now he says, the question is, what does he mean by this? So Rashi had three pshatim. Since the ship sort of carries the person from the beginning of Dalai Damas to the end of the Dalai Damas, what does that mean? So Rashi's first pshat is, because basically, no, you're right. Be'etzem, you're absolutely right. Even by a ship, the halacha shouldn't be able to just go wherever you want. However, the person on the ship is never koine shvisa. Not because of what Shaltiel said about being a Balten, because that's a shine in the Gemara to come, but rather because the ship is constantly moving. Right? Now, the Loshen of Rashi is, it's going to read this Loshen, Koloma, that means to say, first part of Rashi, Mishayotzel Zer Chutz Tzchum, from the point when the person went outside of the Tzchum, Lo niklu lo arba amis. You're right. Um, This is not actually the Mokum Shvisa, it's really the Dalet Amos once he's outside the Tchum, okay? That's what we're saying now. He wasn't Kone at Dalet Amos, the Svina called Shol, because the ship, all the time, Hima Alekas is moving, the Chol Kvitzo Kvitzo. With every jump, it jumps a bit. Yosemi Abba Amos, more than 4 Amos in a go. Nimso She'in Lotenas Abba Amos Kalal. Shalot Omar Pesio Achas Pesich Abba Amos, Hilkoch Lo Konu Lo Abba Amos. The Kitzer, the ship is always moving. And therefore, even if you've gone outside the Tchum, there's never a Dalet Amos where we say, right, that's your Dalet Amos, stay there for the rest of the Shabbos, because it's constantly jumping from one to the next. Now, what it sounds like from Rashi is, from this Rashi, it sounds like the idea, if I was to ask, let me put it to you this way. From this sugya over here, the Ramban later on in Daf Membo, he learns out the idea that kol zman a ship is moving, you're not going to shvisa. You're not going to shvisa, so therefore the holding of tchum doesn't begin. Let me ask you a question. What happens if a person is walking? From before Shabbos, kol zman is walking, is he going to shvisa?
We had that case.
Well,
maybe
later on.
Yeah, but the
ship's
above 10
tefachim
in person.
It's got nothing to do with 10 tefachim. No, the ship may be within 10 tefachim.
Well, when you're walking in the street, you're not kana shvisa.
That's what I'm asking. Are you kana shvisa or you're not?
No. So that's why if you're putting something that you've got in your pocket, you carry on walking.
I'm not talking about hilchos etzon. I'm asking about hilchos tefachim. Are you
talking about before Shabbos he's walking? You've always got one foot on the ground.
Yeah, four Shabbos. Yeah, you can finish this.
Even if he's walking?
Yeah.
Because you've always got one foot on the ground.
Well, the ship's also always on the water. I mean,
but it's going to
just jumping.
Yeah.
Well, then it lands.
But
you've got one foot on the floor.
No. Yeah, but you're walking. It's jumping over 4 amas every time. You never actually jump within 4 amas.
So this is the question. Yeah. Do you say essentially Mahalich Ko'eme Doni, which I know we don't pass in, and that we don't pass in when it comes to Tzor. I'm asking with regard to this, do you say every foot is like, in other words, Shavisa is your Kone Mokum. Yeah. A Mokum is Dalad al Dalad. So if you don't leave your Dalad, right, if a person walking around in circles in the Dalad Amas, that's your Dalad Amas, you haven't left it, so you've been Kone Shavisa. So if I keep walking, as long as I never actually go from a Dalad Amas to another Dalad Amas, I'm saying from this Rashi, and I've seen those who point this out, from Rashi it sounds like that walking you would be Kone Shvisa. The Maisa, it's Mefurosh later on, Mefurosh in the Ramban, he brings the Raivad, and he says, the Raivad says if a person's walking, he's not Kone Shvisa.
I don't know, because he's been walking, there's nothing around space. Every time you're moving, why can't you be Kone Shvisa?
You can decide your Mokum Shvisa, it doesn't have to be where you are. You don't have to be where you are.
I don't want to be Kone Shvisa.
But if you want to be Kone Shvisa, it doesn't matter where you're walking, wherever, you say your house is or Mokum Shvisa.
Okay, maybe yes, maybe not. Okay, I'm not talking about Hilchus Erevin now. You're talking about Erevin Tchumen and all of that. I'm talking about the Etzem idea where you are on Erev Shabbos, that is your Mokum Shvisa people. Right?
But if you continue walking, that's what I said.
And then when I started thinking about this Rashi, and I'm thinking to myself, is it really true? And then I saw that they pick up on this Rashi, and then I saw that the Ramban later on, and then Bob, he brings the Raivad who says that it is Mahalich, you're not Kone Shvisa, but the Ramban himself says that it's not correct.
But the Raivad is not correct.
So it comes out, it's Machlokes.
Do you have to walk each step beyond Dalet Amos from one step to the next?
Not going to the right.
The right says you are Kone Shvisa, you're not Kone Shvisa.
You're not Kone Shvisa.
Even though you have both feet.
So what?
In Dalet, then you're sort. No, but forget both. If you're travelling during the week on a boat
and you stop somewhere on Shabbos, you can go to your Tuchum, you can walk outside the boat to your Tuchum. You don't have to stay on the boat. So you've made the Mokum Shabita. You made the Mokum Shabita when it's moving. That's a riot.
Maybe. You can't bring a riot from what
Why? If you're allowed to come off the boat, it was always moving, and you made the Mokum Shabita.
Who says you're allowed to come off the boat?
We know. You can come out of the boat.
You're coming from the other angle. That's when we know all the. That's if you want. Once we've established our halacha, right? If you say that yesh tuchum in namalo me'asor for a start, and number two, if you say that a boat is not considered to be moving because it's the water underneath that's moving, whatever the pshat in that is, then no, you cannot come off the boat.
No, but I'm talking about where we said the boat's always moving, so it's Friday.
This
and you say on Friday, I'd like the boat to be my mokum shabita.
Hello. Yeah, but this is sugya. That's this sugya.
Right. So why can't you walk along and make a mokum shabita?
You're talking about a boat. I'm talking about a human being. There's a world of difference between a boat and a human being. Because like Rashi says, the boat, forget our boats, right? The boat he's talking about, it's kofi, it jumps along the waves. It's more like one of those speed boats, right? As it rides the waves, huh?
A hovercraft
or something like that. It's jumping, Dalai Lama's in a go. Fine, that you've got no Mokum Shabita because it's moving and it's moving from Dalai Lama's to a new Dalai Lama's every time.
If you've got no Mokum Shabita, then how can you get off the boat? On Shabbos.
Because if you didn't have Mokum Shabita when Shabbos came in, and you didn't have a Mokum Shabita till now, then your Mokum Shabita will be when you get off the boat. So when the boat stops, that's when you get your Mokum Shabita. You then got 2,000 arms.
Okay, so what's the difference when you're walking on a Friday and you want to make a Mokum Shabita?
Okay, if you're sitting down, then that's your Mokum Shabita. I've been asking, what happens if a person is walking? So I wanted to posit, in the case of Rus, they started out, Mormi and Rus started out, it's a theory, which would work now with the Raihut, it wouldn't work with the Ramban. Unless they jump, I think.
But why couldn't Rus stop on second day, and that becomes a Mokum Shabita where she stops?
She doesn't want to have a Mokum Shabita. You're working with me that a guy wants that. I don't want to have a Mokum Shabita.
If she was only going between
Rus, if I don't have a Mokum Shabita, I can keep going. It works to my advantage. That's what I'm trying to. That's what she's trying to
do. Well, she had.
I mentioned Rabbi Kivya. I don't remember the kasha. I tried to find it. Rabbi Kivya had some kasha, whatever it was, and he had a. Yeah, I don't know. You may have not been there. Yeah, I think it was a grandson, maybe it was Reb Leib.
Yeah, he did. I don't say, right? You had it before.
And he said, if a person got a mitzvah, mishprintzach, right? Whatever the lotion is, right? We jump. So therefore, you jump, you go about 10. He wanted to say, right? You had to be a chassidish, his father's to understand that. But I think that's right. I'm not going to say that with Normi and Rost, they were skipping, they're going to go every class. You never know, but okay, so I mean, as I said, it's not saying I'll take you miss out. I mean, Russ was having a hard time keeping up. This was you're struggling with Mashiach's this was real exercise, right?
Miss Hamet's ain't really means that she's bit refusing not to go with normal Pshat, isn't it? Miss Hamet's in that.
No, she wasn't refusing, she was struggling.
I thought, if I remember correctly, because I listened to what you said, and I thought Miss Hamet's there meant Normie wanted her to go back, like, what was the other one called? Carapaz on
that? No, she was pushing to go with her. Miss
Hamet's. Now that she wanted to go, but I understood it, maybe I'm pretty wrong, that she wanted to go with her, she refused to return back to Merv like a sister in law did.
Correct, but that's not such Miss Hamet's. The whole thing is she was struggling because of the Yitzhahara. But either way, it's the touch of Sukkim.
You can't do that way. I didn't the push up shot, I thought was that.
No, then it wouldn't say Miss Hamet's Lo Lechas. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
Maybe I was shocked. I'm not going
to down
the
plate. You can have both. That's right.
What I'm saying is based on the goal. It's the.
Rashi. Maybe tell it to me.
Okay. Fine. So that's Pshat number one, Rashi. There are another couple of Pshatim. Rashi, there is a Pshat which Rashi does not like. He wants to say that if the you're right. Taka, you're the ship's going to take you out of your tchum, but it's not a problem because. Right, you're outside your tchum, so you can't move outside your Dalai Lama's. No problem though. Why? Because the ship's moving this direction, I'm walking that direction. So therefore, it will work at least for that time. So says Rashi, yeah, but what happens then? And also, it's not mashma, you have to walk in the opposite direction. So Rashi doesn't really like that pshat. There is such a pshat. There is a third pshat, which is, I'm not moving outside my Dalai Lama. The ship's moving me outside my Dalai Lama. I'm sort of about to take a step, and then whoosh, the ship takes me in all the Dalai Lamas. So I've never moved outside Dalai Lamas. Okay, so you've got, and that's why I think Rashi favors. So you've got all these different pshatim.
Yeah.
One way or another, since the ship is moving, that's the main yisod. The underlying yisod is, since Rabbi Zeira, is because the ship is moving. Fine. Ask the Gemara, my Benayu, what's the difference between these two pshatim? The Maita, what's the difference between them? So the Gemara, Iko Benayu, the difference would be, Shenifchatu Doifenei Sefina. If the mechitzas of the ship, they were to collapse. In other words, at least you lose, you've got a piritza there of more than 10 amas, the kitzah you don't have mechitzas there anymore. Now, what that means to say is, according to Rabbo, it was all built on the fact that you've got Shavas Tavir mechitzas. Well, the mechitzas are not there. Whereas according to Rabbi Zeira, if the ship's moving, the ship's moving. I don't care whether there's mechitzas or not. Now the Ritzvo says, when did the mechitzas disappear? Says the Ritzvo, means before Shabbos. Therefore you weren't Shabbos Ba'avir mechitzas, yeah? Now it's mashma though, mashma from that. If however the mechitzas were to collapse on Shabbos, then even according to Rabbi, once I was Shabbos Ba'avir mechitzas, I can walk the whole ship. Right? And that's exactly what the Ozarua brings B'Shem Rashi. Right? We're dafka talking about the mechitzas collapse before Shabbos. And he says, mashma, that if they were to collapse once Shabbos has already come in, then even according to Rabbah, you would be able to walk the whole ship. And he says, the reason is, hayil, v'hutra, hutra.
We didn't say that mechitzas,
though. He says, but we don't say, v'hutra, hutra, by mechitzas. We all know that if the Erev collapses, and when I say the Erev, I mean the mechitzas collapse, you're not allowed to carry. You know, if they are, but when Shabbos came in, I don't care what this is. Not with mechitzas. Mechitzas between two gardens, that's a different story, but then it becomes, it's still one big Rosh Hashayachid. But not if you lose the status of Rosh Hashayachid, what's going on over here? And the Maita, as I was passing in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Pei Seif Zayin, it says, V'imnifchatu dopnei sfino b'shabbos. B'shabbos. Then it depends. If the ship's moving, then you can keep walking the whole thing. But if it stops, you've only got Dalai Lamas. Right? Where does he get that from? He gets from Agoy Sashri. So Agoy Sashri learned, everything. Eve, we're talking about on Shabbos. So the Bi'a Locha over there, off and off, and Simon Tov Pei Seif Zayin, he brings from the Eder Rabba that we don't say Hoyel the Hutra Hutra because we don't say it by Mechitzas. So Nu, what is Peshat in the Ritzvah? What is Peshat supposedly in this Rashi? Not the Rashi we have, it's the Rashi quoted by the Ozarua. So we said, because there's a big chiddush between Mechitzas to be Matir Tiltul, Hetzov, and Mechitzas to Chotzer Chumah. Mechitzas per Hetzov is a din in Rishus Hayotid. It's a din in Rishus Hayotid. So, look, if the Mechitzas go, right, it's not a Rishus Hayotid. The Rabbim are pouring in. You've just destroyed the Shem Rishus Hayotid. So, I wonder, we can't, if it's before Shabbos. So, what before Shabbos? It's not a Rishus Hayotid. If it's not a Rishus Hayotid, there's no Hetzov to carry there. What's it got to do with Hova Hutra Hutra? Masha'in came over here. What is the point of the mechitzas? The point of the mechitzas is just to give him a mokum. Your mokum, it means our default position is Dalai Lama. If you've got mechitzas, then we don't have to go by default. You defined your mokum based on the mechitzas. Okay. So when Shabbos came in, I had mechitzas, I was coding my mokum. The fact that the mechitzas disappeared in Shabbos, so what? Right? It doesn't have to. We do say it, but it's a different type. That's how we were mechadic. Fine. That is one difference. Inami. Here comes difference number two. Inami or the kofit misfino lisfino. If a person was to jump from one ship to another ship. Now, if you go according to Rabbo, well, you weren't Shabbos Ba'avir Mechitzas. You started Shabbos in the Mechitzas of ship number one, not ship number two, correct?
Mm.
Whereas if you go according to Rabbi Zeira, as long as the ship's moving, I couldn't care less whether it's ship number one or ship number 100. Who cares? It's moving. Right? Now, once again, I'm going to ask you the same question. When did he jump from ship to ship? Question one. Put that question to the side for a second. Okay, we'll come to that in a second. I don't mean when. I meant, obviously it's on Shabbos, but at which point? That's really what I want. When has he gone outside the Tchum yet? I'll come to that in a second, but before that. The Loshen, the Ritzvah points out, the Loshen Kofit, translate, what's Kofit? He jumps. Sounds like of his own volition. Says the Ritzvah. Ooh. Mashma, it's a raya from here, that when we say that if a person goes into a deir v'sahar or something like that, you went outside your tchur, and you went into a deir v'sahar, you got the whole thing. Do you remember there was a whole shayda? As avada, we say that if Hotziu list him, if he was taken out by anus. What if he went out of his own volition? So do we say, well, we're not going to give you any special kula, you did an aveira? Or do you say, no, at the end of the day, mechitzas are mechitzas. That is your daladamas now. Says that it's for, I stand by what he wanted to say earlier, in other words, and here's my raya. It makes no difference whether it is lodas or shalei lodas. This guy jumped from one ship to the other, right? And we're saying, now this is because we have to cheshbon this out, right? We're saying that the etzem should give him the whole ship. Now you're thinking to yourself, what are you talking about? But according to Rabbi, it doesn't give him the whole ship because he wasn't shovis ba'avir mechitzis. So the way we explained his diuk is like this. Remember something over here. We are saying over here, we're looking for a nafka minna, right? Between the reason of Rabbi and Rabbi Zeiru. Yeah? It has to be something that in Adir Basahar, according to Rabbi Gamliel, it would be possible you got the whole thing. Because remember, this all goes back to Rav and Shmuel.
Yeah.
We're saying, Deir and Sahar is debatable, but ship, ooh, a ship is different. That means to say, even if I don't hold that Rav and Gamliel, but a ship, in certain cases, you're going to be able to go the whole thing. But it's therefore, it's got to be something, it will be a Deir and Sahar, according to Rav and Gamliel at least, which is where we actually passed him, it's possible you'd have the whole thing. And it's just because I didn't pass him that Rav and Gamliel, says Shmuel, I wouldn't allow it in a Deir and Sahar, but on a ship, maybe I would. Right? That's the whole process. Think it through.
Because I'm going to do the side. Shmuel doesn't pass like him with the side.
Because it's a Deir v'Sahar. And if it's a ship, because the ship's got a certain.
Even though it wasn't, he did it in his own volition on the ship, per se.
Correct. That's what
I'm saying.
Gamliel wouldn't allow Deir v'Sahar.
Okay,
he would allow
Deir v'Sahar. Who would?
Rav Gamliel.
But it's definitely a case where people are listening to him.
Correct.
Sure, so.
And that's why we're saying that's enough committed between them.
Right, so here, even if the listener didn't, that's it, Matthias, so you wouldn't say that. Even if he did have his own religion.
Again. We're looking for a thing, right? We're trying to understand according to Shmuel.
Right.
Deir and Sahar, Rav Gamliel doesn't make it in all cases. You would not be making a Deir and Sahar, but on a ship, because it's got one extra thing, whatever that thing is, therefore you're willing to be maker on the ship.
More so. Right.
What's that? Shabbat Ba'avir Mechitzes. If it's not Shabbat Ba'avir Mechitzes, then it's like Deir v'Sahar, which I then pass on to Rav and Gamliel, and therefore I wouldn't allow on the ship either. But it means Rav and Gamliel himself would allow, even without that extra thing on the ship. I don't have to come on to Shabbat Ba'avir Mechitzes.
You wouldn't need that.
We know he doesn't need Shabbat Ba'avir Mechitzes because he allows Deir v'Sahar. Shmuel's passing Deir v'Sahar
before.
But you see from over here that even if it was Lodav, according to Rav and Gamliel, which is the way we pass it, even if you did it Lodav, you jumped onto another ship. As far as Rav and Gamliel is concerned, who cares? You got mechitzas there now, who cares? Or whatever you want to say. So that's the raya he brings. However, I've got a note here, Kavah Hei Yiruni, somebody in the show was Ma'ira, a good point, and that is, who says that he jumped out from the ship to the other ship after he was ready outside the tchum? Who says he did anything wrong? Maybe he jumped from ship number one to ship number two. Once Shabbat had come in, but before they'd gone outside the tchum. And that's why he hasn't done any issa. Yotzal Adas is a shat, he did an issa, so how can you prove anything from here?
Yeah,
and the Emes is, if you look at the Piskei Rial says exactly that. He jumped from ship number one to ship number two whilst he was still within the tchum. So according to the Riyaz, you can't be medayik anything. That's point number one. Because again, he hasn't done any issa. Yotzal Adas is dafke case where he did an issa.
Yeah.
And that's the chiddush of the Ritva. Even though he did an issa, now he's within the chiddush.
Why is he confined to the tchum anyway? Why is he now confined to the tchum? Who is he going by?
What do you mean? He's gone outside his 2,000 arms.
Yeah, but we don't have a problem with that on the ship.
If the ship stops, you do. But again, we're in shallow waters when the ship stops. We're not complicating anything at the moment.
Why?
At the moment,
ship stop.
As far at this stage in the Gemara, right? You want to say the ship stops, or as far as Rabbi is concerned, even if the ship is moving, you're already three stages ahead.
No,
right? We've got a lot of chazaras to catch up. At this stage, Rabba holds even if the ship is moving, you are subject to the halachos of tuchumen. The Gemara is going to say on the next page, he's going to say even Rabba agrees with Mahalachas that you're. We haven't got to that yet. At this stage, Rabba doesn't hold with that. If you want, it'll be making up minutes to ship. That'll stop. That's all I want to know. That's answer number one. Answer number one is why it may not be a rise, because maybe we're talking about he didn't do any yesterday. He jumped from ship number one to ship number two before he went outside the tzchon. There's nothing wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. That's one possibility. That's the riyaz. The other possibility is the Me'iri. The Me'iri brings from the Ram. He says, he didn't jump of his own volition. He was pushed by Goyim. So are you going to answer? He doesn't say this, but what's the Loshen Kofetzer? He doesn't say Hikfitzu. They made him jump. So he says, very simple. Somebody gave him a push. So what do you do if you're pushed? You're about to go into the water. You jump. No? Yeah. He says, you can't prove anything from the...
Or if
that's what the Me'iri brings.
Or if the boat is sinking.
Okay, yeah, that as well. Right? The kids are what? That's not what he actually says, that the guy made him jump. Okay. One way or another, fine, the Ritzvah brings a Raya, and what do we do? Because we don't pass in the Ritzvah, we pass in the Tiyotzah Ladas, we don't give you, unless you come back to your original school, we pass another Mara and Mirotzah, but that's in between states.
Okay.
So we've got one of these two answers. Now, there's another kasha we had. I'm not sure if we answered it at the time. I'm not sure if I really even threw it out, but that was the following. I don't understand. You're saying, what's the Nafkamina? You know what the Nafkamina is? Essentially, where he wasn't Shevis by Avir Mechitzis from Goethe. That's going to be the Nafkamina. How does that happen? Either the Mechitzis collapse, or he jumped from one ship to another. That's the way I like it. He jumped from this one ship to the other. I don't understand. So if that's what you want to say, the Nafkamina, I've got a much easier Nafkamina. You know what the Nafkamina would be between Rabba and Rabbi Seira? If the guy got onto the ship on Shabbos. Very simple. He wasn't on the ship before Shabbos came in. That's essentially what you're saying. Kofit Mitzvino Mitzvino means, when it's within the Tchum, outside the Tchum, you're saying he jumped from ship number one to ship number two. See, he wasn't on ship number two when Shabbos came in. See, he wasn't on Shabbos by Avinu Chitzus. Why not about a case where he jumped from one ship to the other? Just say, very simple. He got onto the ship on Shabbos. We saw the Rashbam woman given on the Dabbos says, you're allowed to get onto a ship on Shabbos. So, Lemaisa, I found, the question is asked, there's a sefer called Dovah Be'itzai, so he makes the cheshbon like this. He says, look, if he got onto the ship on Shabbos, of his own volition, he got onto the ship, then it could be even Rav Gamliel would agree, you've only got Dalad Amos. Now, hold on one second. Well, go on. Masha ain't going to be jumped from one ship to another, right? So this will all depend. This is all going to depend here a second, right? He was on ship number one before Shabbos came in. Yeah. So Oyba Zoy, he's going out of the Tchum. This is assuming he jumped from one ship number one to ship number two outside the Tchum. It's already here to you and Ochim. I didn't leave the Tchum. The driver of the ship took me out. So I'm already outside of the Tchum against my, against my finish. I may be very happy, but I didn't do anything. So then when I jumped from ship number one to ship number two, so Rabbi Gamliel would give me ship number two.
But you still jumped. It's not
that doesn't really bother me though, because I'm already outside of my tzchum.
So it's like TSR.
I haven't really jumped. I could be within the Dalai Lama. I kept within my Dalai Lama. No, it's not for me to go to ship number one, ship number two. If I stay within Dalai Lama, what's the problem?
Are we saying then it's TSR?
I've done any
ESO. Are we saying it's like
TSR? Like TSR. Yeah, like TSR. The only problem is, that's very nice if you go not like the Ritzvah. He asked this himself. He says, if you go with the Ritzvah, that even if you did it on Das, Rabbi Gamliel would say you've got the whole ship, so then you're back to square one. Why can't I talk about a case where you got a ship before Shabbos?
I don't know if you could tell the Rabbi Gamliel and say you have this whole ship on Das. If the mission tells you Grafka showed CO, so, and Rabbi Gamliel says, in that case you have the whole area, why would you assume that even the Das you have the whole area? Does he say the Ritzvah says that?
Yeah.
I mean, the Mishnah Dafka tells me a case around Tzio, so it was against his
will. Say no, but that's posher. Any case where it's against your will, that would be the same.
But this wasn't against
your will. Why ownership is considered a... He speaks about it, but the one that we said is like this. I didn't say this at the time. Tchesh ben out, but it could be an Echonami. According to the Ritzvah, who says that you can go get onto... It's no difference whether you go Baal Torah or not. But who says that Ritzvah holds like the Rashbam? Plenty, we don't pass on the Rashbam anyway. Chachatkili, you're not allowed to get on the ship. So he wants to do our case, which is the Heter. You were on the ship before Shabbos. Once you're on the ship, you can jump from ship number one to ship number two. You can cheshbon out a little bit still, but that's basically what comes out.
Rabbi Gamliel says in the Mishnah, in the case showed CO, so.
Mr.
Yes,
no, I'm not in a rush.
What were you saying? Well, I'm missing something here, because the Mishnah talks about CO, so against his will. He was saying he can do it, because Rabbi Gamliel, even if he goes to the dust from one place to another, it's okay. Right?
Yeah.
So where do you get the hell out of it if you do the dark as much as
you
will?
Again, if you hold
that Rizpah, you're allowed to anyway. I know, but why? But why? Why would the Rizpah say that if the Mishnah just tells you very clearly, Shotios, that's
his right. He brings the right
from
his mind.
That's his right from here going back. Oh,
he's not heard anyone.
Look at the Ram.
The Ram said that was the side of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah.
According to that, rephrase the question, why did the Mishnah say it?